This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We kick off hour number two, the Tuesday edition of the show. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up here, we are burning through the emails tonight. We've got a guy with several questions, and we will get to those. Also, Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus has written a rebuttal, I think, to what we were talking about last night.
Rebuttal's kind of harsh, but yeah, he wrote me an email.
And we'll share that with you. But first, we go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. To Mark in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian Manwich.
Hey, Mark.
Been on the show in a while.
Well, welcome back. What's on your mind?
I wanted to thank you. Ian?
Oh, this is Mark from Adventures in Legal Land.
Mark Stevens?
Mark Stevens, Mark.
Yes.
You know, you don't sound quite as Boston-y as you did the last time.
And maybe it's the technology. I'm using Skype instead of the phone.
Perhaps. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I just looked through your book again. It was this weekend, and I love the way it's written. I'm by no means the voluntarist that Ian or you are, but I enjoy thoroughly reading it. Just the writing style and the way you make fun of the bureaucrats and how silly the whole idea and how imaginary everything is.
Yeah.
I love it.
Nobody has a perspective quite like yours, Mark, and I think it's very original, and it's something that a lot of people should explore, and they can get a good sampling of some of your writing over at adventuresinlegalland.com.
Yeah, and I was actually on another GCN show. I was on Alex Jones on Thursday, so that is available on the archive.
How about that? So what was on your mind tonight?
I wanted to thank you for what you're mentioning the blog post on the show the other day.
Oh, it was good.
Well, you know, I mean, you've got a great blog, and it's linked through from your website, and it's just, I mean, any excuse I get to utilize any of the content that you produce, pretty much I will. So the more you post, the more likely it is that we'll talk about it.
Well, I appreciate that. You got a great show. I wish I was able to listen every day, but with the time difference, it's not always possible.
Well, you know, we'll take what we can get. So I see here on the call screener said you want to talk about the IRS. I mean, did you have some comments there?
I wanted to point out that one of the more popular tax gurus, Pete Hendrickson, has been attacked. I don't know if you've spoken about that on the show.
No,
that's
I didn't
name
know about that.
I never even heard of him.
He wrote a book called Cracking the Code.
Okay.
And what he does is he's been telling people, and I don't have anything against Pete Hendrickson, by the way. I don't think he should be attacked. It was a civil complaint so far to stop him from promoting his website and his book, and basically where he's telling people to file zero returns, and people are getting refunds. And if you go to his website, I'm not going to give it out on the air, but if you go to his website, you will see that people are getting refunds. However, they want them back. They realize they're making a mistake, and they want it back. So people are getting attacked by the IRS.
This is a problem. This is a problem that I have that I have with a lot of the people in the so-called tax freedom movement. I think Irwin Schiff is another proponent of the zero tax return thing. I don't know exactly what the scam is, but the idea is you're supposed to, man, which I don't know if you've heard of this before.
Yeah.
The idea is you're supposed to file paperwork with the IRS. You fill out the right boxes, you put in the right numbers, and you're supposed to get a check back from them. So you're saying that people are getting checks back through this particular process, but then the IRS is turning around saying, oh, we didn't mean to give you that check. Now you owe us X amount of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they want it back. And even those, and I know someone who didn't use Irwin Schiff's or Pete Hendrickson's material years ago. He got a check back. They came after him, and he had never even cashed it. So
jeez,
they just see that this is an easy victim. And I just wanted to publicly say to anybody who had any intention of doing that to really look into it and understand what you're doing, because you talk about awakening a sleeping giant.
But
I don't
think
anybody...
I'm sorry, I was going to say, it seems like a really bad idea. I mean, if you are against the IRS, if you're against the income tax, doesn't it just make more sense to ignore them? I mean, essentially to treat them as a group of strangers that's sending you threatening letters? I mean, you know, how do you handle it? I mean, do they send you anything these days, Mark Stevens?
Well, I haven't gotten anything in quite a while. But the way I handle it is, and I've done this with people who are getting attacked by the state authorities, and I just say, look, because I want to cut it off as soon as we can. So I always go and say, look, I'd be more than happy to sit down and talk with you about this. And then once, you know, if I get them on the phone or we do it in person, I just want the facts, just like what I had written in the blog about. Just give me the facts.
And what facts are you looking for?
I want the facts to prove the obligation was created. He said, what I'll say to them, look, you didn't pull the obligation out of thin air, did you? And I asked that to get them defensive. And it's like, well, no,
of course not.
Of course not. Yeah, right, that's what I'm looking for. Oh, so it's based on facts. Oh, yeah. So they'll ask them, well, can you prove the obligation was created using just those facts? And they won't answer the question or go any further.
So where does it go from there?
Well, typically it's dropped because most agents will drop it because they realize that if they're saying it's based on facts, that it wasn't pulled out of thin air, and I ask them if they can prove the obligation was created using those facts, and then they stonewall, now you've got a presumption that's raised. I know you need a responsive judge, I but we're dealing with them still in the office or on the phone,
right.
And they start to realize the presumption is raised that there are no facts and that maybe it is pulled out of thin air, and they tend to back off.
Right, and what I'm also realizing is that you're dangerous. I mean, that you actually have some sort of semblance of knowledge of what it is that you're doing, and they want to go after the easy marks. They want to go after the suckers, the ones that aren't going to question their letter of, you know, when they send them a threatening letter, the ones that are going to be afraid of them, essentially.
Well, right, and here I've been willing to come in. I don't take a position and say you guys are crazy or you don't. I just got a couple of questions. Well, I'll cut you a check today.
Mm-hmm.
So they're licking their chops. I'm like, all right. So I come out, you know, no matter how it turns out, I look good because I'm not fighting them, and I'm not saying or bringing up an argument. And like a lawyer will tend to say, oh, well, your argument's frivolous, and I can point out I didn't raise an argument. I just asked a question.
Yeah, you're just asking for the facts to prove that you owe the money, essentially.
And if they
So I think it's a brilliant approach, and it's an approach that works with all kinds of different bureaucracies. I mean, these violent people who are essentially telling you that you owe them money, well, how is it that I owe you money beyond the fact that you have a bunch of guns, really?
Well, exactly, and it works, in my experience. I've been able to use it for many, as long as they're claiming an obligation was created, for example. Okay, which is usually what they're doing. Like, you're obligated to file a tax return. You're
right.
Obligated to file or get a driver's license or comply with the census taker.
Now, what if you've signed some IRS forms? What if you, what if you got W-2s signed, your employer's withholding money from you? Is there anything that you could do in that case? I mean, should you go through the process of trying to get your money back in that particular case?
Well, actually, trying to get the money back, if you go through the courts, through a suit for a refund, there's a waiver of sovereign immunity. So if you had the constitution to go in, I mean, you know, if you felt you had the guts or you the wherewithal to go into court, then paying it and bringing a suit for a refund, I believe, is a much better way to go because you don't have to deal with the sovereign immunity issue. It's still not going to be easy, but at least you get past that first major hurdle.
Don't we need to make it so that business owners have the courage? We need to encourage business owners to stop withholding from their employees' paychecks. That way, each employee can make the decision on their own whether or not they actually want to send the federal government any of their money.
I think if you had enough of them, then you could do that. When you've got standouts like what happened in, I believe it was Texas, where the guy, I always mispronounce this, Sim Cannon.
Yeah,
they hung him out to dry. And because he's the lone guy standing out there, if you were able to get a coalition, if you like, or you get a loose organization where they decided, we're just not going to do it anymore.
Sure.
Then you can have a little bit, because most people aren't willing to set up to be martyrs. Because even if you did, even though Sim Tankin went to jail, they're still doing it.
Yeah, it's certainly disturbing. We definitely need to get more than one business to do this sort of thing, to actually have the courage to stand up and stop withholding. You know, Mark, it's always good hearing from you. Thanks for checking in, and everybody should visit your website at adventuresinlegalland.com. It is just fantastic reading material. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate having me on.
800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit more about these people with their zero returns coming up here. It's a funky little process. And I say, if they've got your money, let them have it and just bail out of the system. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want?
So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website. Because we're proud of our lady listeners. We want to show you
all.
Yes,
we are.
It's not a beauty contest. There are women of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors that have submitted their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They're validated. That means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that she listens to Free Talk Live. And there's some creative ways that our ladies have thought of to validate themselves, and you can see what I mean, by visiting the shrine at freetalklive.com.
We have a new one. Lindsay.
Well, newish. Lindsay's been on the shrine. She was in the old unvalidated section, which we are no longer accepting unvalidated pictures. She's now gone from unvalidated to valid.
Does that mean you remove her unvalidated picture,
That's
or do
correct.
You just attach it to the validated one? So that
her unvalid one is her unvalid one is gone now.
You've just thrown it away.
Well, yeah, because the other ones are better. Anyway, so the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. And we're talking about the IRS and taxes and the kind of tax schemes that are out there. And I like how Mark Stevens puts it. He calls them patriot scams, essentially. PAYTRIOT. Mm-hmm. Because in a lot of these cases, these people make outlandish claims, like, if you follow my system, we'll get you every single tax dollar you ever paid to the IRS returned to you. Just give me $7,000 to learn how.
Mm.
I mean, it's that kind of thing. They're not all that expensive. Some of them are $300, $400. But these guys want money for their information as to how to get, you know, pull the wool over the IRS's eyes, supposedly. And it's ludicrous. I mean, it's appealing to people's greed. You know, it's appealing to people's sense of loss. You know, you've been paying taxes for your adult life.
Right, and it's a bad feeling.
Right, and you've lost every single year. And gosh, sure, it would be great to get those thousands and thousands of dollars back. You could put a down payment on a house, maybe even pay off your house if you got all that money back. I mean, it'd go a long way for your life if you could get that money back. So it's a tantalizing proposition. And the people that are looking for a way out of the tax system, well, naturally are attracted to this idea. They shell out their $300 or $400 or $10,000. I don't know how much they cost. They're a lot.
Whatever it is.
They shell out their $1,000 and they get the magic information. And the magic information tells them, you know, go through this step, fill out this form, fill out this form, put a zero here, a one there, and fill out this information, send it all to the IRS certified mail, and you'll get yourself a check. Come on. Really? You really think that you can get away with this?
Well, he sort of said that happened, right?
He said people are getting checks from this zero return scam, essentially, but
right now
the IRS is saying they want the money back. Right, it's essentially drawing attention to yourself. Look, if you want the IRS to leave you alone, don't send them mail. Don't send stuff to them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you lost your money. I'm sorry that...
We all have.
We all have. And I got the info sheet from the Social Security Administration last year that showed that I paid in $10,000 in the 8 years that I'd been paying Social Security through my paychecks. And I thought to myself, man, it'd be nice to have that $10,000 back. But no, I'm not silly enough to actually think that there's any chance that the robbers known as the IRS and the Social Security Administration, the thugs with guns that stole my money, are going to give it back to me. I mean, it's tantamount to suggesting that you could go to a mugger's apartment 10 years later, after he was done mugging you,
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, say some magic words out in front of his front door and hypnotize him into just reaching into his pockets and pulling out wads and wads of cash and handing them back to you.
It sounds like you weren't hypnotizing him. It sounded like you were trying to use karate on him.
Yeah, well, that would be a little more effective. And you've actually just pulled out your Social Security.
I have, and... You know, I look at all that money there, and that's not the amount of money that they have of mine for Social Security. That's the amount of money, I guess, I made those particular years.
Oh, really?
Well, I couldn't have paid in $43,000, for instance, this year.
Yeah, I see.
And you can see that some years I reported more than others. But I don't want to let the money go.
Right.
I really don't. I want to be like, oh, I want to continue paying Social Security so I get all this money back.
Right. And that's how these so-called patriots are taking advantage of people. They're taking advantage of that greed, that desire mm-hmm. to have that lost money back. It would essentially be found money again at that point. And so people fall for it. And then they get the attention of the IRS, and then they end up going to court and possibly going to jail simply because they were so greedy to think that they could get their money back. Look, it's gone. You've lost it. Give up on it, stop sending them forms, stop consenting to their BS, and stop paying them. I mean, if you really want them to stop, if you want it all to end, then stop paying them the money now, and save from now on. Keep all of the money that you earn from now on. But everything in the past is gone. If you think you're going to get it back, I think you're going to be in for a world of hurt.
Yeah.
A world of legal troubles.
You know, and I look at this $581 that I'm going to get in the year, 2030, whatever, when I'm 62 years old.
Is that the estimated payment? They're already giving you an
$581, did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, $581 is what they're claiming.
Oh, my God.
In 2030.
$500 is nothing today.
Right.
I mean, with inflation in 2030, that's...
2034,
that's going to be the equivalent of...
$100.
$100, maybe $75
today. Yeah. It's not going to buy anything.
No.
Nothing. That's assuming that we're still on the fiat currency at that point.
Sure.
But there's no way that they could run Social Security without being on the fiat currency,
right,
without inflation the way it is. And inflation's a lot higher than what they're saying it is. We've gone over that time and time again. The consumer price index is fixed. So, you know, I think that once I go full-time Free Talk Live and I ditch the lucrative advertising position here in two months, I'm probably going to stop paying Social Security. I'm just going to let them know, like, write them a little letter and say, hey, not participating in your program.
I didn't write them a letter. Why bother telling them anything?
Well, I think Social Security won't actually come after you. It's income tax that will. So I was thinking, because the IRS doesn't, it's the Social Security Administration. The IRS doesn't run them. So, and I don't think the Social Security Administration has agents with guns. I know the IRS
does. I don't think so.
So I think I'm just going to send them a letter saying.
Send the IRS a letter?
No.
Send Social Security a letter. Why even bother? Why bother doing
it? I will pay the IRS a certain amount of money per year. I'm not paying the Social Security Administration anything. Because theirs is more of a kinder, gentler program. Well, I don't want it. Thank you. People actually talk about Social Security like it's voluntary.
Well, we have a guy here in the area where we do the show from who's shown up at a number of Libertarian Party meetings who actually brought in once, at my request, he was claiming up and down that he had the proof from Social Security Administration that this was a voluntary program.
Right.
And he essentially brought in a letter from... I guess it was the local office, the Social Security office, the administrator of it, who essentially admitted to it.
Yeah.
Essentially admitted it.
That's what it said to me. That's what it said when I read it, and I read it cover to cover two times.
Right.
There was two pages?
Maybe a page. I don't know. It wasn't very long, whatever it was.
And he essentially said, finally, that it was voluntary, and no thanks. I don't want your 1% interest
I'll save for my own retirement. Thank you very much.
1% interest, even if the consumer price index was true and inflation is only 2.5% every year, you're still losing money.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that inflation is closer to 10% a year, and 1% interest, you're not going to have
that's
very
slap
much
in the face.
Yeah. Really, what they're doing with your money is they're just paying off the other people that were stupid enough to pay into their scheme.
That's exactly right. And it's one other reason why you're not going to get it back. It doesn't matter how many pieces of paperwork you file and where you write to, put the information on the forms.
Oh, no, they're not getting the money back.
Give it up. Consider it lost money and move on with your lives, okay? Don't try to get money back from the government. It's gone. 800-259-9231. Bill Westmiller with a rebuttal to our chat about anarchy, the free market, and more. It's all coming up. Your calls as well. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, grab them up for free online, right there on the front page of the website. We don't bury them. We don't put them behind a bunch of pop-up banners. There's not any games that we play. You just go and get them for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. They just redid their website, man. Which
they did?
Yeah, freestateproject.org.
Really?
Yeah, totally redone.
Hmm.
All right. So, let's go to the email box. I mean, I'm doing all emails tonight. Just because I need to catch up. So you've heard us do articles. Well, those articles have come from your emails. In fact, so as like I pointed out before, some of the best prep that we get on this show actually comes from you guys. So keep sending them in. All right, man. Which, let's go to Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus.
You know, last night we sort of read an article of his that he had written compared.
I think he wrote it specifically for us, didn't he?
No. This was an article that he had sent me.
Oh, it seemed as though it was inspired by Free Talk Live's chat about anarchy and free market.
He said anarchists scare him.
Ah.
And, you know, libertarians tend to travel in circles where they might meet anarcho-capitalists.
Indeed.
So, anyway, this is his response to us having read it last night.
Okay.
The written word, unless it's a script, doesn't lend itself very well to live readings, particularly with my dense style. Wink. By the way, I'm the chairman, not the president of the RLC, and I wasn't really ready. I wasn't really ready for it, so I didn't have his particular title, you know, Grand Poobah of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Okay.
Whatever. Ian says he wants to make all the rules in his own house or on his own property. So could he kill any visitor who lights a cigarette? He realizes that a just and proper response is not murder. But how does he deal with those who think that murder is the penalty for smoking?
Well, I would say in regards to somebody lighting up a cigarette and me wanting to kill them over it, in a voluntary America, each individual would have some sort of a protection coverage on themselves. And so you would have to know what the acceptable punishments would be by the person's protection company before you let them onto your property. So therefore, if that person had it in their coverage that it was acceptable to kill them for certain offenses, then you would be able to do that, and it would be legal, if you will. But I can't imagine that anybody would allow such a thing. So I wouldn't be too concerned with that.
Okay. Ian says, I'm not necessarily against rules, just rules that are coercively imposed by government.
Yeah, but that's right.
That's the definition of government. It's all about coercion.
Right. That's why I'm against government.
Hopefully act in defense of an individual's rights or in retaliation against rights violations.
Hopefully, but not typically. Not at least in the government we have today.
And you say, that's me, Manwich, everything that the federal government does currently we should offer in a voluntary basis. To some extent or another, I think that there can be voluntary solutions funded voluntarily, and that's a quote from me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not possible. Those who wish to violate rights for their own benefit will not subscribe to the system. The only means of defending rights to use coercion against those who are not subscribers to the government, then how do you have a claim to bring them to justice?
Try again? I'm sorry.
Essentially, how do you have a claim to bring people to justice who are not subscribers to the government? And I'm not saying that that policing, for instance, should be voluntarily, oh, yes, Mr. Police Officer, you can take me away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that paying for things.
Yeah.
That's my thought process.
Right.
You know, paying for things ought to be voluntary.
I agree with that.
And, you know, so if I wasn't clear on that, then...
Now you are.
Yeah. suppose I am. And, you know, I'm still working this out. I don't know.
So am I. I'm not sure how the transition will work. Mm-hmm. I know that our current system's bad. I mean, we get story after story of corrupt cops. In fact, today, man, which over at hammeroftruth.com is some of the most stunning audio that I have not yet been able to get my hands on and edit into an appropriate form for on air. It's 40 minutes long. There'd be no way for us to play it.
Right.
It's a lot of pauses, a lot of silence. What it is a man being beaten and interrogated by the police. Actual audio of this happening. How did it happen? Well, the cops went over to the guy's house on some sort of drug suspicion. They knew he was selling pills, essentially.
Right.
And they went over to shake this guy down, to beat him up, to take his pills, to take his money. And they were saying things like, look, nobody knows we're even here. We're just doing this on our own.
Oh, my God.
And threatening him and talking about killing him and literally beating him in his own house. His wife was there. She was the one who started the tape recorder.
Hmm.
And they did not know about it.
Obviously
and now
not.
They're all being brought up on charges as a result of it. But none of this would ever have happened if she hadn't surreptitiously started that tape recorder. It is some disturbing
I'll
stuff,
you,
man. Which
cell phones, MP3 recorders, all these things are really great, great items for freedom.
Yes.
Because, you know, the cops aren't really expecting them. People don't really think of the possibility of being recorded.
That's true.
Or photographed or videotaped. They're not expecting those things to be happening. But many cell phones have video on them that you can just, you know, record things and, you know, just set it to be operating while the cop's up there. You never know.
It may take me a while because I'm pretty busy, but I would like to take this 40-minute clip and boil it down to, you know, 2 minutes or something like that, two or 3 minutes of the highlights, essentially, and play it on the air. But there's no way I could do that without actually seriously editing it because the cops curse so much. F this and F you and you're an a-hole and all. I mean, it's really, I mean, there's going to be more bleeps than anything else.
Yeah.
So, the cops, there's a real
problem.
Police,
if it's police that are cussing, it's okay. The FCC won't give you any problem.
I thought for a moment, you know, I could just put this on the air because it's our government. I mean, they're the ones cursing. But then I thought, no, there's so many of them, it could be considered, you know.
And they were violating the law. They were not acting, as far as the government's concerned, they're not acting in the capacity of the government.
Yes, but my point of even bringing this up is that this is not unusual. It's just that it happened to be caught on tape this time. This stuff goes on all the time.
Sure.
Drug dealers get shaken down, the cops take the drugs, the cops sell them on the street themselves or sell them to an approved dealer who then splits the profits with them. I mean, there's all kinds of terrible, corrupt things going on behind the scenes. We've got to be able to make this system better, and just talking about making it better is not going to help.
Well, we can make the system better by stopping the drug war, and I think that
Certainly. Everybody,
every libertarian can pretty much agree on that. That if
yes.
we stop the drug war, make all these things illegal to own, then the cops won't be violating our rights like they are now.
That's for sure.
I mean, the fact is that they're turning into organized crime over this stuff.
But, I mean, and while I agree with you that stopping the drug war would go a long way towards restoring freedom in America, we still should restore more respectability to the policing profession. And it could actually become a profession. It could actually become a business if it was done if it was funded on a voluntary basis. It would give the police more of an incentive to do a better job. It would give the police more of an incentive to investigate more thoroughly, to make sure they've got the right man, because if the police start messing up and they're being funded voluntarily, then funding will get pulled. Then people will stop funding them. And then the cops will realize, we've done something wrong. Maybe we should change our behavior. And they will modify themselves or else they'll be out of jobs.
Mm.
So I think moving to a voluntary funding option is definitely the way to go.
Well, there's lots of good services out there, and people all over pay for those good services. For instance, people pay for house cleaning services and those kind of things.
Hey, we've got a little bit more from Bill Westmore.
Yeah, just another paragraph.
800-259-9231. If you want to comment on the voluntary police force suggestion, do you think it's even possible? 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you have a brilliant idea as to how it could be implemented. We're open to ideas. And also, coming up, what does real ID look like? Turns out, federal government doesn't even have any idea yet. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Absolutely anything goes if you pick up the phone and make that call. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It is totally listener editable. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. You can surf around through it and see all the content that we've got there. Everything that you'll see was created by the listeners. We turned on the wiki, set it up, and you guys went in and created stuff. I mean, there's information there about the show. There's information about the hosts. There's info on the topics we cover, the guests that we've had on, and more. And it's all free. Wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email from Bill Westmiller, the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's addressing what we were talking about last night, and that is a transition towards a more voluntary society. And what we're talking about is voluntarily funding government programs. I don't think there's anything that government does that can't be done better by the marketplace. And if you insist that there has to be some sort of government agency to do it, I don't think that it should be called the government. It should be a voluntarily funded, privately funded agency. So with that in mind, let's continue with his thoughts.
Okay, so you and Ian spent some time discussing, you being me, discussing the abolition of the federal government, mm-hmm. leaving all the governance to states. Now, I'm not exactly sure that that's where I'm coming from, by the way. But
I was just asking about that.
Sure. And that certainly is an anarchy, but it suggests the size of the government territory has some relationship to the justice of its laws, as mm-hmm. though, you know, the size relates to somehow being a better or worse government. And he says, It doesn't. That's indefensible, is what he says. And we didn't say, that's not really what my point is there, and I guess sometimes we don't explain that, is what we would really like to see, largely, is 50 different little governments inside of America, where we have the Constitution, we're all free, that could compete against each other
For citizens.
Yeah, for citizens, more or less free.
Right. That way, like, the socialists can all move together out to Oregon or California, and they can all have their little socialist workers' paradise. And the freedom lovers can move to New Hampshire,
right.
And the white supremacists can move to Mississippi, and everybody can have their own little state and set all the rules that they want to. I think that, you know, that's originally what we were supposed to have. I think that was kind of the, you know, to some extent, the idea behind America. However, it's clear that the, you know, the Constitution either authorized the federal government that we have today or was powerless to prevent it from coming about. So I don't know if getting back to the Constitution is going to do anything, anything for freedom. I mean, it could help, but if we keep being lazy and shiftless about paying attention to what our government's doing, we're just going to go right back to where we are today with the federal government telling the states how to run their business.
Well, it took 200-something years to get to where we are today.
Sure it did.
And it would be nice to...
It's not going to take 200 years, hopefully, to get back to the Constitution. Hopefully we can do that within 20.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. But my point is, you know, we've got this federal government that's supposed to respect states' rights, but they don't. They enforce their way on the states, like you've got California with the medical marijuana laws. And the DEA goes in there and says, trumpets a Supreme Court decision that says that the federal government is in charge of the states, essentially.
Right.
The federal government law trumps state law. And so,
and
therefore, it doesn't matter what.
The Interstate Commerce Act, is that what they're talking about?
They can. That's typically the one they pull out of their hat.
And it has no... It's ridiculous. It doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it just goes to show that they'll bend and twist the words to make it mean what they want it to mean.
Whatever they want it to mean.
And they'll enforce their way on these other states, which means that each state is becoming more and more like one another as the federal government passes a law, for instance, against Sudafed. You know, you've got the new Patriot Act that went into effect that essentially has made... Sudafed illegal to buy without producing a license, without producing identification and filling out some form. You know, that's again another federal law that's been imposed on all the states without their consent.
But the thing is the federal government has proven to the states that they will use force on them. In the 1860s, some states decided we don't want to be part of the federal government anymore. We're going to secede, and so in order to get them back in. The federal government moved on the states and killed its citizens.
Yes.
I mean, more Americans died in that war than any other war.
Mm.
The federal government is very, very concerned about keeping control over the states. And so I would personally like to see the federal government shrink in power.
Right. I mean, is it any wonder why I'm not a fan of the federal government?
Mm.
I'm not excited about its future as being a small, respectable government. I don't think it's possible. I think it's too out of our reach. I think it's too far out of our grasp. These people in Washington, D.C. don't have any idea the effect that they're having on individual states. Let's go on. Is there more?
Really, it's just a parting paragraph saying that we're great. Nevertheless, I'm flattered that you bothered to read my article on the air. If you give me some notice, meaning some warning, I'll be happy to call in and debate the points.
There you go.
Bill. And Terry, you guys a new one. No, we didn't.
Hey, 1-800-259-9231. Well, you know, we're glad he's out there listening. And we're all still moving in the same direction. We're not sure exactly what we want, but we do know we want less government. You know, I want less government at a federal level, a state level, and a local level.
I do know I want that. I'm very clear that I'd like to see lower taxes, an end to the drug war.
And another problem with the federal government is the lack of control. I mean, they're supposed to be representatives, but can somebody really represent a large area, you know, a large landmass effectively? You've got thousands of people. Here in the Sarasota area we're doing the show from, Sarasota and Bradenton, 500,000 people. There's a 500,000 people here.
Yeah, that's a rounding down.
And maybe 3 representatives or something like that for this entire area? There's not very many. I mean, that's a lot of people. How are you supposed to represent...
Representatives in the state or in the feds?
In the feds.
Really?
It was,
that many?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't
maybe
think
I'm
it's
wrong.
That many.
Maybe it's less than that. But, I mean, that's one individual representing thousands or hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
That's just BS. You can't represent those people. You're going to end up representing your own interests, scratching backs, helping friends, punishing enemies, just like they do today. So I am not a fan of the federal government at all. The further away government gets from the locality, the more out of control it can be. More Free Talk Live coming up. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, well, vote for us. We are currently still in second place, which is good, considering last month was really rough for us.
Really bad.
It was unusually rough. So we're holding steady at second place. We could very well still take first if you go and vote for us if you've not yet done it. Vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month thing. Very simple. All you need is an email address. That's vote.freetalklive.com. By the way, my promise still stands, although I don't think we're going to make it this month, Manwich. I promise that if we made 1,500 votes this month, and we're only up to almost 900 at this point, if we made 1,500, that I would release my very first air check. The very first time I was ever on the radio by myself in a rock and roll radio studio.
I've never heard this myself.
No, you haven't.
No.
And you won't get to hear it until I release it, until we get to 1,500 votes. So if we don't do it this month, then maybe next month I'll lower it a little bit, because we didn't need 1,500 to win. Maybe we'll do like 1,250 next month.
What the heck is so great about Harry Potter anyway?
I don't know, but he's winning right now. So.
But it's not even him. It's somebody who...
It's a show about Harry Potter.
Yeah, just likes him.
Well, it is a multiple... I guess, million book-selling franchise.
Fan club or something.
I mean, we don't have that many listeners yet. Makes sense, I guess. 800-259-9231 from ioerror.us. Homeland,
it's obvious that Harry Potter is gay, by the way.
From Homeland Stupidity. What do you mean he's gay?
British private school? Come on.
Wait a minute. Just because you go to a private school doesn't mean you're gay.
In there, that a private school is public schools, but British public school.
He dances with a girl in the new movie, doesn't he?
I think that's the movie, like, you know,
they're just trying to
made for movie version.
I see. All right, the Real ID Act passed in 2005 will require state governments to issue driver's licenses which conforms to federal standards starting in 2008. But the Department of Homeland Security hasn't yet figured out what those standards are going to be. And here it is, April of 2006, which means there's another year and a half left for them to figure this out and for the states to implement it. I don't know about you, Manwich, but I don't think they're going to get it done in time. And I think that'd be a good thing. Conforming ID cards will be required for federal and other services, such as opening bank accounts, boarding airplanes, entering courthouses, or receiving welfare. DHS spokesperson said that the proposed rules will be released, followed by a public comment period. He says, odds are pretty good it'll be in the latter half of this year. The DHS is developing standards from the Document Security Alliance, a consortium of government agencies and private companies who are essentially sitting around a table deciding what should be on the new national ID card.
Now, the national ID card isn't one of those things that I'm as all-fired concerned about as I am, you know, taxes,
what?
Drug
why?
War, and that kind of thing. It's my question to you is, why should I be?
Because it's a national identification where...
Well, I currently have state identification.
Right, and currently we were just talking about how it's nice to have the states being able to compete on certain mm-hmm. things. Well, now they're competing on driver's license.
But states don't compete on how... They compete on how they might identify you on your driver's mm-hmm. license. They don't compete on whether or not they identify you. You know, like, they all,
okay,
every
true.
Last
they,
one of them, all
well,
51
states.
Of them have...
Sure. They're governments. They want to identify people.
Sure.
That's what they do. They want to intrude on your privacy. I mean, it'd be nice if we had a privacy-respecting state that didn't have driver's licenses. Give us some time, and maybe we'll make that happen in New Hampshire someday. But as of right now, it's not. Why shouldn't we be for this? Well, because it's more government control. It's more government rules. And then they're going to take this, and they're going to parlay it into things like national checkpoints to check and see if you're an immigrant. Because if you don't have a national ID card, then you must be an immigrant. And you might be an illegal immigrant, and you should be deported. I mean, this can go anywhere, Manwich. They can use this to expand their power. And if that's what you want, well, then support it. If you're against big government, then you should be against it. Hour number 3 is coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.